In Isaiah 31, verse 1, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen, who do not look for the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. Yet he too is wise and can bring disaster. He does not take back his words. He will rise up against the house of the wicked, against those who help evildoers. But the Egyptians are men and not God. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, all who helps will stumble. He who is helped will fall. Both will perish together. This is what the Lord says to me. The Lord, this is tonight, and even before you came in, Tammy. This is what the Lord had put on my heart to speak tonight. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. You know, Egypt is the world and a figure for the world. We are a people of God. Now, I want you to compare this with the way Christianity in general looks at us in this country, and look at yourself as an individual too. I want you to see both the body of Christ and yourself as an individual. If you'll listen to this closely, you'll hear Elijah screaming from the mountaintop, "How long will you people labor between two opinions? If God is God, serve God. If Baal's God, serve Baal. Pick one." We claim we're for God, but we run to Egypt. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitudes of their chariots and the great strength of their horsemen. Let's make it more than personal. Let's make it about Christians in this country. You know, during this Hurricane Katrina, everybody was looking for the government to do something. How many were praying? The whole world was saying, why don't they go do something about those people? Why doesn't that government do something? Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and trust in the multitudes of their chariots and the great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. Woe to those. Yet he too is wise, who can bring disaster. That's God. Yet he too is wise. It's just not the people in Egypt who are wise, who have all these wealth to help you. It's not just the government that has wise men. God too is wise. Because he can bring disaster. And you know what? He doesn't take back his words. He will rise up against the house of the wicked and against those who help evildoers. How long have we trusted in men and our machinery of men, our chariots and our horsemen, our power? You know, America pays a great lip service to God, the Christians in this country, but they rely on America's might instead of God. Oh, we've got nuclear weapons.
Same as, isn't that the same thing as saying we have chariots?
Oh, we're a superpower.
We have plenty of chariots and horsemen. When the little countries get in trouble, where do they run to? They're not running to God, they're running to America. Let's get Egypt to help. You know, a lot of people have been in this time trying to tell us that Babylon is America. No, Babylon's Egypt. That's what Babylon is. I mean, that's what America is. Egypt. When the Lord stretches out his hand, he who helps will stumble. He who is helped will fall, and both will perish together. Why? What was the sin there? That they didn't run to God. And who's held accountable for that sin? God's people. I'm going to tell you a secret you may not know as God's people. A people who are called Christian. A people who are called by God's name. Now let me tell you what's going on. The Christians in this country and their moral majority have gotten together and said, oh, well, this country is going to be, it's going to suffer because of them abortionists. Oh, this country is going to suffer because of the gay marriages. This country is going to fall. We need to repent of all the unborn children we've killed. We need to repent as a nation for all the homosexuals. Did you know that one of the first reasons that a judgment comes upon a nation is because the people called by God's name starts to rely on that nation more than God? Did you know the people who are called by God's name, because they have elevated this country above God, have caused a curse to come upon this nation? It wasn't the abortionists. Hear me. It wasn't the abortionists. It wasn't the gays. They don't know God. There's already a judgment waiting for them. It's the people who are called by the name of Christian that bring a judgment on the nation. Because they relied on the nation and did not cry out to God. And both those who help and both those who are helped will be destroyed together. You depended on Egypt and you didn't call on the Holy One of Israel. But no, they want to blame somebody else. They want to, oh, it's the abortionists. It's Bill Clinton. He had sex in the White House. Look at what you've done. You've elevated flesh above God. And you're a people called by His name, and He's a jealous God. You've elevated your pragmatism above Him, your schemes above Him to make everything all right. You think that you're going to make America a better place through legislation with Egypt, by entering into Egypt's politics, by swaying somehow the mind of Pharaoh. If I can just get Egypt on my side, we can clean this mess up. Isn't that what they're saying? That's exactly what they're saying. And because they went to Egypt for their help, to the ways of the flesh, they brought a curse on this nation. They brought a curse on Egypt. Think of it. Hear it again. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in multitudes of their chariots, in their great strength and their horsemen. Do not look to the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. Yet he too is wise and can bring disaster. He doesn't take back his words. He'll rise up against the house of the wicked and against those who help evildoers. But the Egyptians are men and not God. Hear it. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. Since when have the people of God used flesh to try and change and make things better? And the ways of the flesh. Why are we running to flesh instead of to God, who is spirit? Do you see that what we brought on this country? Because we did that? It's totally opposite from what people think, isn't it? This is what the Lord says to me. As a lion growls, a great lion over his prey, and though a whole band of shepherds is called together against him, he's not frightened by their shouts or disturbed by their clamor. So the Lord Almighty will come down and do battle on Mount Zion and its heights. Like birds hovering overhead, the Lord Almighty will shield Jerusalem, and he'll shield it and deliver it. He'll pass over it and rescue it. Return to him, you who are so greatly revolted against, O you Israelites. For in that day, every one of you will reject the idols of silver and gold your sinful hands have made. And this is a prophecy. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And when we turn to repent, he will fight for us when we make him first. And we'll repent of those idols that we put before ahead of him. We'll repent of going to Egypt for help. But the judgment comes first to the house of God. And understand, it is coming. And because it comes because of us, it'll come on this nation because of us. Because we didn't seek God. We sought help from flesh instead of God. This is true. And if it was true literally then, it's true literally now. Because the principles doesn't change, and God doesn't change in the way he deals with us. It's true. We've depended on the means of the flesh, those who are called by the name of Christian. And the people we depended on, and the country, the nation we depended on, is going to suffer for it, because God is a jealous God. And we're talking about how the homosexuals and the abortionists and everybody else have brought a curse on this nation, when we're the ones who did it, by depending on flesh instead of God. Wow. Pretty heavy, isn't it? It's a good place to stop.